Forecast. In the hour that follows, the Columbia Broadcasting System will present Jubilee, the 12th in its 1941 series of proposed new programs entitled Forecast.
Each of the radio shows in the Columbia Forecast schedule represents a new idea which has been developed, prepared, and produced in a sample broadcast. The single performance given to it on Forecast is intended to interest you in this idea and its possibilities as a regular weekly feature on the air.
Tonight with Forecast number 12, CBS submits for your approval an idea for a Negro variety show with a distinguished cast headed by Ethel Waters and Duke Ellington. Produced in cooperation with the Negro Radio Workshop, this is a show designed to give full play to the talents of a people who have often been called the greatest natural entertainers among the races of the world.
The first part of this Forecast presentation comes from New York and is a dramatic prologue called Tree of Hope, which traces the rich heritage of Negro entertainment through the years.
Following this, we shall present from Hollywood a typical half hour in the proposed new series called Jubilee.
In Harlem, there is a tree of hope, and anyone in Harlem can tell you where to find it.
Tree of Hope, you just got to help me get a job. You just got to. I know I can dance if I could just get a chance.
They say if you wish on the Tree of Hope, it brings you good luck. Bill Robinson wished on it, and Ethel Waters, and Rochester.
It's been a long time since I had work. Vaudeville isn't what it used to be. I ain't asking for a big job, just enough to get along on.
I want to be the greatest actress in the world. My mother says if I wish on a tree of hope, it'll come true. And so I wish.
Yes, anyone in Harlem can tell you that the Tree of Hope stands in front of the old Lafayette Theater, and that a long time ago, long before Harlem, long before New York City, God walked through Manhattan Island, and God looked at the tall trees that held up the heavens, and God said,
"These are good trees. Yes, sir, these are good trees. They have grown old in my service. They have grown old holding up the heavens."
And God looked out across the waters of the Atlantic. God looked out across the green waters of the Atlantic and spoke in the voice of prophecy.
Men will come in white winged boats. Men will build cities, buildings taller than any tree. There'll not be earth and grass in the city to remind them that I have walked here. Many will forget that I have walked here before. So I'll plant a tree, a small shoot, that will live beyond many generations, a tree that I will bless. And it shall be called the Tree of Hope. It shall have many powers and shall do wondrous things for those who come to it.
And God knelt and put his hands in the earth and pulled forth a green shoot and called it the Tree of Hope. And it was as he said. Men came in white-winged boats from the east. Full into the setting sun they rode. And with them came the rhythms of another continent. Yes, with them came the splendor of the rhythms of another continent.
Come along, oh, we go, oh, we go.
Tree of Hope was still a shoot, hidden in the fastnesses of Manhattan Island. So God's children went into the swamplands of Louisiana, into the cotton fields of Alabama, into the tobacco plantations of Virginia. And an old rhythm was lost, and a new one born. Out of the South came the music of their singing. Out of the South came the life and death of their singing. Out of bondage came the immortality of their singing. And God whispered a promise to the winds. God whispered a promise to the waters and the winds.
There's a tree of hope that I have made blessed. It shall have many powers and do wondrous things for those who come to it.
You listen to what I'm telling you, child. Someplace in this great land, there's a magic tree. And if you wish on this tree, whatever you wish is bound to come true. I know what I'm saying.
Whoever touches the tree is blessed from that day forward. My mother told me the story.
Somewhere, there is a wonderful tree. Lord, help us to find it. Lord, take this burden away from us. Listen, Lord, listen.
I've been a slave all my life. And my father before me. I guess we's just born to be slaves.
Somewhere there is a tree of hope.
Oh, Lord, let us walk upright in the sun. Show us the way. Don't let your people remain in bondage.
Somewhere there is a tree of hope.
And God listened. And God listened, and one day...
I say to you, a house divided against itself cannot stand. I believe this government cannot endure permanently, half slave and half free. This nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom. The government of the people, by the people, and for the people shall not perish from the earth.
And then they knew as truth that there was a tree of hope.
Oh, freedom! Oh, freedom! Oh, freedom over me! And before I be a slave, I'd be buried in my grave and go home to my Lord and be free.
So some of them left the swamplands, some of them left the cotton fields, some of them left the tobacco plantations, and from an old sorrow was born a new joy. For the first time, America knew the sound of their laughter. They rode into the North singing and dancing, and America laughed and sang with them and made them her own.
No more working, no more. No more dinner hall glowing. No more working sun.
Ladies and gentlemen, inside this tent tonight, you will see Billy Cassan's Georgia Minstrels, the grandest, the most gorgeous, the most complete, the funniest, and the most tuneful minstrel show now touring America today. Step right up and get your tickets now. Only 10, 15, and 25 cents.
Gentlemen, be seated. Well, well, how are you, Mr. Bones?
Fine, Mr. Interlocker, but my brother had some trouble.
Is that so?
Yes, sir. He was crossing the railroad track with his dog. A train come along and cut his dog's tail smack off.
My, my, my. That's too bad.
My brother Rush got some glue and stuck it right back on again.
Good.
The minute he done it, he was arrested.
Arrested? For what?
Retailing dogs without a license.
Say, by the way, you were in a little trouble yourself the other day. I saw an officer taking you to jail. What did he arrest you for?
Well, he really didn't have nothing on me.
No?
He just accused me.
Accused you? Of what?
Stealing a hog.
Oh, did he have any evidence?
He said he didn't need no evidence.
Oh, no, he's got to have evidence.
Well, he found a hog under my bed.
Oh, then you stole it.
Why you say that?
He found it under your bed, didn't he?
Well, can't a hog stray?
Now, that's a nice way to talk to me. Why, I'm your friend.
No, you ain't either.
Now, listen, when you were locked up, who tried to get you out?
I don't know who tried to get me out, but I know who got me out.
Who?
Father Time.
Well, 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 look at here. Here's Mr. Tambo. Well, Mr. Tambo, how are you feeling this evening?
Oh, I feel pretty good, Mr. Interlocutor.
Good.
Say, yeah, Mr. Interlocutor, can you tell me what is the greatest race in the world?
Why, the human race, Tambo, the human race.
Say, what are you laughing at? You don't belong to it.
Huh?
Say, look at you, Mr. Interlocutor, tell me you is a very smart man,
Why,
too.
Why, yes, Tambo, I was always at the head of my class in school.
Oh, then you got a brain.
Mm-hmm.
Well, look here, can you tell me where was the first baseball originated at?
Why, that's very simple. Any schoolboy can tell you it started in Siberia.
Siberia?
Uh-huh.
Boy, I can see right now that you is an educated fool.
Mm.
Why, baseball was originated way back at the beginning of the world.
Do tell.
Way back yonder in Noah's time.
No kidding.
Why, don't the good book say that Eve stole first,
yeah,
and Adam stole second,
yeah,
and St. Peter empired the game,
uh-huh,
while Rebecca went to the well with a pitcher, while Ruth in the field won fame. Why, Goliath was struck out by David and a base hit made on Abel by Cain. Why, the prodigal son made one home run and Brother Nora give out checks for rain.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, that scintillating comedian, our own Alabama Blossom, Mr. Tambo, will close our minstrel show with a riot of risibility entitled Lamb, Lamb, Lamb.
Is very sweet and roast veal is fine. Kidney stew I love too, and pork chops is divine. Of all the meat I love to eat, from turkey down to ham, the one that suits my palate the most is lamb, lamb, lamb.
Cow meat is good and sweet, roast veal it is fine, kidney stew I love too, pork chops and divine.
Of all the meat that I love to eat, from turkey down to ham, the one that suits my palate the most is lamb, 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 lamb.
Ah, those old-time minstrel shows. The glory of those uniforms, the high spirits of that laughter, Tambo and Mr. Bones and the chorus. You applauded them for years, America, while you were growing into a nation. Yes, God's children laughed again and danced again. And sometimes they cried. And once again, out of their tears came music. You know, most things start from small beginnings. The blues were born one night around a small piano in a back room in Memphis. Did I say Memphis? Might as well say Birmingham, New Orleans, Galveston, Savannah. They all felt the subtle throbbing of the new rhythm. The blues, soft, sinuous, sensual. The blues, a sobbing trumpet, a wailing trombone, a piercing clarinet. The blues, a cry from another century from the people in bondage. Softly, urgently, unforgettably, the blues insinuated themselves into St. Louis, Kansas City, Chicago, dance bands, showboats, gramophone records. Everyone sang them. Everyone knew them. Was as old as an ancient sorrow, the words no newer than a heartbroken woman, and America's mood was soft and low down, and the era was new. But deep in the heart of Manhattan Island, the Tree of Hope grew to a full statue and still did not hear the whispers of God's children.
I swear I know this is a good tune. If only someone would listen to it.
I know I could sing if I only had the chance.
You know, my mammy used to say that there was a tree of hope.
If we could find that old tree, I'd bet we'd get a job.
Somewhere there is a tree of hope.
A tree of hope.
Tree of hope. Yes, a tree of hope.
Listen, America. You know that music, don't you? Remember? You were in your middle teens. It was the age of hobble skirts, celluloid collars, and Gibson girls. You danced to the music of King Oliver and the original Creole band. You called it ragtime, and you weren't sure it was dignified or proper. But lordy, lordy, what it did to your feet. Yes, sir, ragtime, that small, merry baby who was to grow up into swing. Remember the cakewalk, the shimmy, the Charleston? And remember the night you learned a new word, America?
Listen to that band!
Man, that's jazzing it up!
Look at them boys beat it out!
That's jazz, man, that's jazz!
A spark was lit, and a flame burned round the world. New York, England, France, Spain, China, and back to San Francisco. And it all started, America, one night around a small piano in a back room in Memphis. Yes, America, there had been spirituals and camp meetings. There had been minstrel shows and showboats. There was ragtime, jazz, and there was Broadway.
Cause I love you and love you too, and if you love me.
Broadway, that fabulous Cinderella land where fame was spelled in lights. In 1902, those lights spelled In Dahomey, and Williams and Walker were the stars you were applauding. Some names are legendary. Ernest Hogan singing Emancipation Day, Burt Williams and Nobody.
I never done nothing to nobody. I never got nothing from nobody, no time until I can get something from somebody sometime. Oh, intend to do nothing for nobody. No time, no sound.
Countless legends, countless names. Dixie-born troubadours and soubrettes who took over the Great White Way. Miller and Lyles, Josephine Baker, Florence Mills, Jules Bledsoe. Their shows still remembered. Shuffle Along, Running Wild, Showboat, Blackbirds. Singers, comedians, dancers, clever, talented, ambitious, and like all show folks, just a little bit superstitious.
Throw that salt over your left shoulder, quick. Man, don't never take no chances like that.
Say, don't never whistle in a dressing room. You want the show to fail.
Don't ever eat no peanuts in this here theater.
Hey, you got your rabbit's foot?
Tell me, if you touch the Tree of Hope, wonderful things happen.
The Tree of Hope sure is lucky.
If we could wish on the Tree of Hope, we'd get a job.
Yes, the Tree of Hope.
A race doesn't forget its legends. Some of them had already found the tree without knowing it. All of them still hunted it. And one day...
What you doing leaning against that tree, son?
Oh, I was just wishing.
Wishing? Having to run a hard luck, son?
Yeah, I just gotta get a job. I can make good on the stage if I could only get a chance. I know I can dance. Look.
Say, that's all right. I can use a kid like you.
What'd you say?
Well, here's my card. You'll be at this address at 3 o'clock this afternoon. You've got a job.
Thank you, sir. Oh, thank you.
Say, what did you say your name was, son?
Robinson, sir. Bill Robinson.
Son, I reckon you found the Tree of Hope.
And so, the Tree of Hope fulfilled an old promise. And everyone came with their wishes.
Oh, Tree of Hope, I wish someone
I
would
do
come
need
along
a job if I can get
I know if someone hears me sing that they'll hire me quick.
Some came true, some didn't. God couldn't spoil his children by granting everything. But they won their place in the theater. Oh, yes, America, they won their place in the theater.
Is you been baptized?
Certainly not.
Is you been baptized?
Certainly not.
Is you been baptized?
Certainly not. Certainly not.
Let the fish fry proceed.
You know what that was, don't you? Mark Connelly's great masterpiece, Green Pastures. And how about these shows?
Emperor Jones.
All God's Children.
Porky.
Lula Bell.
Run Little Children.
Stevedore.
Mulatto.
Mambo's Daughter.
Cabin in the Sky.
Native Son.
Yes, sir. They won their place in the theater, America. From African slave ships to Broadway. From spirituals to swing. From Indahomey to Cabin in the Sky. From the names of yesterday to such names as Bill Robertson.
How about Duke Ellington?
That's right.
And Dorothy Maynard.
Certainly.
Patty McDaniel.
Absolutely.
Yes, and Cab Calloway.
Definitely.
Marin Anderson.
Mm-hmm. Ethel Waters.
Mm-hmm. Not just
mm-hmm. Canada Lee.
Mm-hmm. Paul Robeson.
Mm-hmm. Maxine Sullivan.
Uh-huh. Some of them will call it luck. Some talent, others hard work. Some, like Bill Robinson, will say it is because they wished on the Tree of Hope. Call it one or all three. Call the tree a lucky charm or a superstition. I'm not sure which is right. I only know that in Harlem there is a Tree of Hope, and that anyone in Harlem can tell you where to find it.
Oh, Tree of Hope!
I want to see! I want to see!
Here, just a minute. What's going on around here?
Oh, we're just wishing, Mr. Radio Man.
What are you wishing for now? You won your place on Broadway. You made a big name for yourself in the theater, in vaudeville, in the movies. What do you got to wish for now?
We'd like to have a radio show all our own.
Yes, sirree. We got all kinds of people, can do all kinds of things. We got funny men and singers and actors and everything. I wish we could get a chance to show the whole country what we can do.
Well, do you wish real hard?
Yes, sir.
Do you wish real honest?
Yes, sir.
Do you wish on the wishing tree of hope?
Oh, yes, indeed. Oh, yes, indeed.
Well, look what you all did. You certainly must have stated your case well, because it looks to me just like you're going to get your wish. Yes, sir. There's going to be a program called Jubilee, and you won't have to wait long for it. No, sir. Just long enough for station identification. All I do is say the 6, magic words. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
The creative artistry of the American Negro. With grateful appreciation to these performers and to you listeners, I beg to remain, as always, obediently yours, Orson Welles.
California, CBS presents the chocolate icing on a 12-layer cake entitled Forecast, the last of a series of weekly introductions plainly tabbed, tonight climax a brilliant season of new ideas. And we of New Ideas are proud to contribute our paragraph in the volume of entertainment offered from Hollywood. Taking it for the next half hour then, invited by radio to listen to our music and our humor. A mute invitation to enter your homes. May our endeavors prompt you to say, come again. At least we hold that thought in mind as our entire company unites to bring you Jubilee. To Hollywood, the name of Ethel Waters has twinkled in the bright lights of stardom. Ethel Waters, a name built upon the phrases of heartfelt songs. Songs which began in the streets of Baltimore when Ethel Waters was a little girl. Songs which carried her through nights in little cafes and won her sensational acclaim in the Blackbirds, the Cotton Club Reviews, and in such great Broadway musicals as Thousands Cheer. Firmly established now, the top singing star of a race, Miss Waters is rehearsing today with her original New York company at the Biltmore Theater in Los Angeles for her appearance in Mamba's Daughters. Jubilee joins her backstage at the theater where she will announce her own portion of the program.
This is a mighty fancy Jubilee we're stepping into down here backstage. I'm taking time out for my rehearsal with the assistance of Reginald. There's a change in the sea. So from now on there'll be a change in me. Change the number where I've been living at, because nobody wants you when you're old and gray. So there's gonna be some changes made today. There'll be some changes made. There's a change in the weather, there's a change in the sea. From now on there's a change in me. My walk will be different, my talk and my name. Nothing about me's gonna be the same. I'm changing my way of living, and if that ain't enough, why, I've decided to change the way I have of strutting my stuff. Because nobody wants you when you're big, fat, old, and gray. So that's why there's gonna be some changes made today. There'll be some changes made. Now, if I may, I would like to present my version of the crucifixion. It's an old story that's always new, a story that this world needs today. Helping me to sing this song is the girls from the school in Mississippi, because they were brought of their spiritual voices. I feel that they will blend with this perfectly. Together we'll sing the crucifixion. They crucified my Lord, and he never said a mumbling word. They crucified my Lord, and he never said a mumbling word. Not a word, not a word, not a word. They nailed him to a tree, and he never said a mumbling word. They nailed him to a tree, and he never said a mumbling word. Not a word, not a word, not a word. He bowed his head and died. Said a mumbling word. He bowed his head and died, and he never said a mumbling word. Not a word. Not a word.
Not a word.
Now, pretty soon we'll send you back to that Hollywood Jubilee, and here at the theater we'll go back to work. However, we want to send you away with a song you'll love, Hoagy Carmichael's Georgia on My Mind. Georgia, Georgia, a song of you, just an old sweet song, keeps Georgia on my mind. Georgia on my mind, Georgia, Georgia. The whole night through comes as sweet and clear as moonlight through the pines. Why, loving arms reach out to me, loving eyes smile tenderly. Still in peaceful dreams I see the road leads back to you. Georgia, 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 no peace I find, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Back in Hollywood, the spotlight swings to a great orchestra. More than one music lover will insist that it's the greatest of popular orchestras. Leading this band is a man who's acknowledged one of the great musicians and composers of our time, a versatile director, a distinguished pianist, a creator of some of America's finest music. The man who answers that description could be none other than the Duke himself. Yes, sir, Duke Ellington and his orchestra pulling right out with a sample of that Ellington rhythm, a mainline melody called Take the A-Train. Thank you. any confirmed Ellerton fan can tell you, there's far more than swing in the master's library. The moody melodies beloved by his race take on added power and feeling with the Duke's deft handling. We refer you to a melody that's riding the crest of public acclaim, the Ellington arrangement of the beautiful Flamingo.
Like a flame in the sky, flying over the island to my lover nearby. Flamingo, with your tropical hue, for it's you I rely on, and the love that is true. The wind sings a song to you as you go, a song that I hear below, the murmuring part. Flamingo, when the sun meets the sea, say farewell to my lover and hasten to me.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, some time ago, I had the pleasure of hearing a young monologist who impressed me so much that I immediately signed him to appear in our review, Jump for Joy. For the past 2 months, this young man has been justifying my impression by living up to his name, his real name, Wonderful Smith. He has been a hit feature of the show, and I've brought him to the studio tonight so that the rest of the nation can enjoy his singular humor. Wonderful, get busy on the telephone.
Yes, sir, Mr. Ellington. Hello, operator. I want to talk to Uncle Tom up in heaven. Yes, ma'am. Put in another quarter. But I already put in $2. $2 and a quarter to talk to heaven. But they told me it was in the Los Angeles city limits. Oh, it is in the city limits. Okay. Hello, Uncle Tom. This is Wonderful Smith. Yeah, wonderful. Huh? I can hardly hear you, Uncle Tom. Sound like a lot of people running past. Oh, they're rushing out to see the B-19 go by. Well, how are you, Uncle Tom? That's good. Did Grandpa get up there all right? That's good. Yeah, it was awful sudden. He trumped Grandma's ace. How's the new cabin coming along, Uncle Tom? You haven't started yet. But, Uncle Tom, you've been up there almost 100 years. Oh, putting it through the FHA. You say the taxes are bad up there? Well, I knew taxes were high, but I didn't know they were that high. Well, it still must be pretty nice living up there in those clouds with all the silver lining. What? No more silver? Oh, using it for defense. What am I doing? Well, since the last time I talked to you, I joined up in the Army. That was 20 years ago. Yeah, I just joined up for a year. I get out tomorrow. Oh, yeah, I'm on the radio now. Yes, radio. What? What, I don't do what? Amos and Andy? No, no, I can't do that blackface stuff. I'm doing all right at Mr. Ellington's review. Well, I ain't exactly the star. The critics say I'm good, but the people are laughing at me. No, Uncle Tom, I haven't got a swimming pool. No, I'm not in the social swim either. Uncle Tom, how can I be in society? I haven't even got a station wagon. Well, what I call you about, Uncle Tom, was to settle a discussion. Do animals go to heaven when they die? They do. Skunks, too. No, no, no. I feel all right. I ain't worried. I ought to go to church more. I go to church sometime. Yeah. Yeah, I like it all right, but the commercials are too long. How is the Sunday collections coming in up there, Uncle Tom? Last Sunday was bad. You got what? $3 in cash, two soap coupons, and 19 buttons? No, no, Uncle Tom, I didn't put any buttons in the plate. That's old-fashioned. I put in a zipper. Well, it must be awfully nice up there, just sitting around all day listening to fireside chats and eating fried poultry. Huh? You don't eat poultry? You're not allowed to eat chicken up there? Not even one little old innocent drumstick? Uncle Tom, are you sure you're in heaven?
Our Jubilee brings you the Negro stars of the entertainment world. But it also brings to mind the fact that these stars are not merely lucky successes, fortunate darlings of public acclaim. Here on this program, we have proof of the fact that musical and artistic genius is handed down as a heritage from father to son. Perhaps the proudest of our artists here today is Duke Ellington himself, not for the recognition of his own great work, but because of the fame which is coming to his son, Mercer Ellington. The world has discovered in Mercer another Ellington who writes either in a serious vein or in the idiom of Swain, and does both extremely well. As a sample of his work, we offer a dashing little allegro movement, scored for full orchestra and titled by the composer, Jumpin' Pumpkins. The composer, Mercer Ellington, the director, his dad, the Duke. a certain pugilistically inclined gentleman, comparatively few people have been privileged to hear the soft celestial music emanating at times from Joe Louis's left hook. Fortunately, the rest of us can be lifted to the same ecstatic heights without the accompanying discomforts. For there is another man whose hands have woven magic music. He is Hall Johnson, creator and director of the choir known and revered the world over for the music that gives the deep, full-measured thrill. Music loved alike by Negro and white, and justly so. Tonight, I'm happy to present the Hall Johnson Choir.
Let my people go.
Gold
have been listening to Jubilee, an all-Negro variety show headed by Duke Ellington, Ethel Waters, and the Hall Johnson Choir. Like all the programs in the forecast series, this was intended as a sample broadcast. If, through your interest, Jubilee comes to the air as a regularly weekly feature, you will hear the finest Negro talent available in the comedy, the music, the drama, which has been typified in the half hour just presented. Our thanks to Duke Ellington, Ethel Waters, and to the Hall Johnson Choir, to the Juanita Hall Singers, to Hamtree Harrington and Florroy Miller, to Wonderful Smith and Georgette Harvey, to narrator Juan Hernandez, and to the Negro Radio Workshop for their participation in Jubilee. Phil Coyne directed the New York portion of the production from a script by Gene Holloway. Charles Vander directed in Hollywood. Your commentator has been Central Avenue Horace Willard.
Of Jubilee, Columbia brings to a conclusion its 1941 forecast series. 12 new and different radio shows were given broadcast premieres during these past 8 weeks. If there were any of these which you enjoyed especially, we should appreciate your comment by letter or card. To refresh your memory, the forecast list in order read as follows.
The Arabian Nights with Marlene Dietrich. 51 East 51 with Kay Thompson. The Memoirs of Misha the Magnificent with Misha Auer. Pibby and the Houlihans with Dudley Diggs. Deductions Deluxe with Adolphe Monjou and Marie Teasdale. Song Without End with Burgess Meredith, Margot, and the Columbia Symphony. Class of 41 with newcomers to radio. Hop Along Cassidy, Western Adventure Serial. The Country Lawyer with Raymond Massey. Three Wishes with Alfred Lunt, Paul Robeson, and Carl Van Doren. Hollywood Tour with Tony Martin and Burt Lahr. Jubilee, which you heard this evening.
W.B. Lewis, CBS Vice President in charge of broadcasts, was production chief of the forecast series with Charles Vanda, Western Program Director, and William Spear, head of Columbia Script Division, as associate producers. You'll want to be right at the same spot on the dial next Monday when forecast time again becomes Lux Radio Theater time, returning to the air with Ginger Rogers as its first star. Don't miss hearing Ginger Rogers with Burgess Meredith, George Murphy, and Alan Marshall in that delightful, delicious, delirious, romantic screen comedy Tom, Dick, and Harry. Same time forecast started tonight over the great majority of these same stations. Next Monday, 9 p.m. Eastern Daylight Saving Time. Don't forget, Forecast is forecasting another big season for its friend, the Lux Radio Theater, starting next Monday.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.